It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday, the 28th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. If you found your internet surfing coming up empty in recent days, it's possibly part of one of the biggest cyber attacks experts have ever seen. A nonprofit that fights junk email has been getting clobbered for days. Spamhaus had blacklisted a web hosting company in the Netherlands for allegedly helping to spread spam. The Dutch company called Cyberbunker didn't like getting blacklisted, and the result is clogging things all around the internet. Alex Cox is a lead security researcher for the firm RSA.
You know, the cybercrime underground has gotten to be this kind of business-driven, you know, money-driven process. And when people's incomes are affected, you know, they have the ability to really cause some problems if they want to.
While Cyberbunker told Bloomberg News that it has never sent spam, it is a company that allows nearly any content to be hosted on its computers, with the exception of child porn and some terrorism-related material. Put content in a place where the authorities are reluctant to come knocking, and you get what's called bulletproof hosting.
These guys pull up these services like this one in question and say, as long as you pay us, we'll host anything you want. And we're comfortable enough with that that, you know, we can't be taken down. And, you know, thus the term bulletproof.
Experts say the attack isn't very sophisticated, but that the ongoing mess points to a weakness in the architecture of the internet. When you type a web address into your device, Amazon, Netflix, or AmalgamatedSprinkleWorks.com, the name goes to a kind of electronic phone book that looks up the computer it needs to find. Paul Royal is a research scientist at the College of Computing at Georgia Tech.
Now, some of those phone books are open for anybody to use, and unfortunately that means that attackers can abuse those phone books by asking a question in a way that generates a very large response and targets a victim of their choice.
And a small request can generate a large internet-disrupting answer. Royal says as regular internet users have shifted to fast connections, it creates opportunities for attackers.
What that has had as a secondary effect is basically weaponizing an average internet service provider, residential consumer, in terms of the utility of their network and their home computer as a resource to an attacker.
Professor Royal says there are techniques to make the internet more resilient, but rolling them out universally would be expensive.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to nearly 400 international companies at powerofideas.org.
Microsoft's Kinect, a motion-sensing device originally built for the Xbox console, has been pushed beyond video gaming. I know people who hacked the unit for art projects, and now Microsoft is pushing developers in China to take a crack at it. The company is giving startups seed money to develop special versions of the Kinect that work with its Windows operating system. The hope is that new software for the device could maybe let you try on clothes without heading to the fitting room, or perhaps sound an alarm after spotting someone suffering from a stroke. And the geopolitics of Photoshop. The North Korean news agency sent out a photo supposedly showing a North Korean military exercise with quite a few hovercraft hitting a beach. Folks at the Atlantic magazine noticed evidence of digital fakery, including two landing craft that were exact digital clones. Agence France-Presse, which distributed the image, has since taken it off the web. There are precedents. In the Second World War, fake rubber tanks were used to the Allies' strategic advantage. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.